The police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, has jump-started a conversation about police practices across this country. And one police force in Florida that usually flies under the radar is now under scrutiny for its treatment of people in a Miami neighborhood. Few people even know the Florida East Coast Railway Police Department exists, but an investigation into their operations found that the majority of their arrests in Miami-Dade County were for trespassing at a single intersection. Wilson Sayre from Here and Now contributing station WLRN takes us there.
There's a small no trespassing sign that sticks out from a patch of overgrown grass beside the tracks. There's a road that dead ends on either side but doesn't cross over. But people cross here all the time. 42-year-old Edward Prince is one of them. He lives a few blocks from the intersection. Last year, he was working as a courier for a process server near downtown Miami.
It was like 10 o'clock in the morning. I was on my way to work.
Walking over a mile to work. He doesn't have a car. Prince could walk half a mile to a pedestrian crossing, but he decided to cross the tracks.
When I got two blocks away from the railroad track, two trucks converged on me.
The vehicles belonged to the Florida East Coast Railway Police.
I had a hoodie. I had my hands in my pockets, my hoodie pockets. One of the officers, he stood in his door frame and he pointed a gun at me.
The police cuffed Prince and eventually let him go at the scene with a notice to appear in court.
There is no train, and there are no security fences here. There's nothing to stop people from crossing the tracks other than a no trespassing sign. And people that live here, it doesn't make any sense.
An investigation by WLRN and the Miami Herald examined more than 500 court records from Miami-Dade County from the past 5 years. Turns out Edward Prince is one of more than 300 people arrested for trespassing around that one intersection near downtown Miami. The Florida East Coast Railway declined to comment about Prince's case or any of its police operations. It claims that because the Florida East Coast Railway is a private company, it does not have to provide any records. Its arrests, though, are filed in various county courts across the state. 93% of their arrests in Miami-Dade County are for trespassing. Most of the time, those arrests are made in low-income neighborhoods, where walking is often the only mode of transportation.
Is it technically a violation of a law? Yeah, technically it's a violation.
Teresa Enriquez is a chief assistant public defender in Miami-Dade County. Our investigation found that 90% of these cases were either dismissed or the prosecution was unwilling to pursue the case. But the arrests remain on people's records. Several of the cases have gone through Enriquez's office.
When you have people who are arrested for merely crossing train tracks, what it does is that it criminalizes poor people and homeless people who are just trying to make their way through the community.
Enriquez says at best, these arrests are an inconvenience, and at worst, can mark someone for life. But officials with the Florida East Coast Railway say an arrest can save a life. In Miami-Dade County, four trespassers were killed on FEC tracks in 2011 and 2012, the most recent data available. Nelson Berrios worked as a Florida East Coast Railway police officer for 15 years and is now with the Lantana Police Department in Palm Beach County.
You know, we've gone to scenes, horrific scenes where people's lives have been lost. You know, we've seen everything from young children getting killed to the elderly. And, you know, trains just can't stop.
Trains can take more than a mile to stop. Barrio says it's the public's responsibility to steer clear, and that arresting people is one tool the FEC police have to keep people off the tracks. Where Edward Prince was arrested, trains pass through at most a couple times a week.
If there were trains running up and down here, people wouldn't cross over with their strollers and their children and their babies, you know, because we have more common sense than that.
The city of Miami has talked with the Florida East Coast Railway about putting in an official crosswalk here, but nothing has come of it so far. Several people who regularly cross here have joked about putting up a fence. But today, the intersection remains an off-road commute for some members of the community who feel like they're at an impasse with the police force unwilling to discuss its operations. For Here and Now, I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.